This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 91 for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canoda futures are higher Wednesday morning, although prices are giving up much of the gains made in the overnight session. The November Canoda contract is up $2.10 at $924.40 per ton. The January contract gains $3.20 at $911 per ton. Support is coming from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, the Chicago soy complex has cooled off and is now weighing on values, as are declines in the crude oil market. Manitoba reports that its harvest of major crops is 95% finished, with canola virtually complete at 98% done. Good weather throughout most of the prairies will continue to help speed along the last of the harvest. Daytime temperatures will continue to be well above normal, except across northern Alberta, which could see some snow today. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 79.15 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 79.52. The United States Department of Agriculture census pegs soybean exports for the 2020-21 marketing year at about 2.27 billion bushels, which is extremely close to what the USDA forecast. Corn exports for 2020-21 tally 2.75 billion bushels, which is 5 million more than what the department earlier anticipated. As for wheat, the USDA says August exports are nearly 96.5 million bushels, which is 2.4% more than in August 2020. However, wheat exports so far in the 2021-22 marketing year are down 7.8%. The USDA's attaché in China says the country's corn imports for 2020-21 will be around 30 million tons, but will drop to 20 million in 2021-22. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The November contract loses 7 cents at $12.43 per bushel. December soy oil drops almost 4/10 of a cent at 60.76 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal bumps up 40 cents at $3.21.60 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning, with the December contract stepping back 1 cent at $5.36 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the December contract up a penny at $5.96. Wheat futures are higher on Wednesday morning. Chicago December gains 2.5 cents at $7.47. Kansas City December is up 4.5 cents at $7.45.5. And Minneapolis December rises 8 cents at $9.33.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.